The Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch, and a big day coming up next Friday, February the 17th. The Visit Fort Worth annual meeting is taking place, and President and CEO of Visit Fort Worth, Bob Jamieson, joining us this afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm glad to be here, and appreciate the opportunity to share with you a little bit about the annual meeting that's coming up.
Went to it last year. I didn't realize that thing was just a giant party.
Well, it is a giant party, but, you know, we're talking about tourism, and tourism is business, but tourism is fun. This is people out having a good time, and so it makes sense that as we're telling those kind of stories about things that are happening here that create an opportunity for other people to have fun, that message should be fun as well.
Absolutely, and it's... I wanted to get you to kind of talk about some things that, you know, you guys are going to mention and talk about and highlight at this year's meeting. There's been a lot that's happened in Fort Worth this last year. Like, I don't know how you can keep up.
Well, we do hardly keep up, you know? It's, you know, I mean, for everything that's going on in the city of Fort Worth, it is a little bit like whack-a-mole because everywhere you turn, there is something new. People have got confidence in this community, and they're making investments in hotels and attractions and events in a way that at a level that we've never seen before.
And we're, you know, involved in the music side of things too.
Yes, sir.
So it's really nice to see over the last, you know, year or two, these humongous music stars coming to Fort Worth, not up east. They're here in Fort Worth.
Well, you know, that is really the reward that comes to this community for the investment in Dickey's Arena. And grateful for the foresight of all of the people that were behind that and the city's willingness to invest in it. Unfortunately, it opened just at the start of the pandemic. We got one rodeo under our belt, and then it shut down. But since people have been allowed to get together again, It is exceeding everybody's expectation in terms of sports events, music events, and the rest.
The annual meeting next Friday, the 17th. Tell us some things you guys are going to highlight this year.
Well, we'll certainly talk about the growth of travel and visitors to the area. We'll talk about the latest information we have about the number of people that are employed in the industry, the number of visitors we have, the economic impact they create. All of those numbers are at the highest level we've ever reported.
That's amazing.
It's considering where we've been, it's remarkable. But it's just a testament to this community and the energy that it has. And people from other places are drawn to that energy.
Absolutely. There's just a lot of pride within the Fort Worth community, and there really is a lot of pride in you showcasing that to the rest of the world, and you're seeing that here. And, you know, other major cities are still struggling coming off that pandemic, and Fort Worth just seems to be thriving.
Well, we are. And, you know, and I think I've been in this role for 10 years, but I've been in the hospitality industry in Fort Worth for 37. And one of the things that has been a constant in all that time is the fact that people do have that pride, that this is a community that wants to share this city with other people. And anytime I'm telling them what I do for a living, they're immediately, you know, just excited about the fact that we're out there promoting them and encouraging folks to come experience where they live.
And you're giving them such great experiences as a reason to come to Fort Worth as well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right.
The annual meeting next Friday, the 17th. Can you tell us any about that, when and where?
It's at the Fort Worth Convention Center in their ballroom. Mm-hmm. It starts at 7:30 in the morning. we're going to recognize Joe T. Garcia's with our Hospitality Award.
Oh, great.
For 9 years now, we've been recognizing people and institutions and businesses that just are singular in their contributions to the hospitality environment here. Mm-hmm. Joe T. Garcia is just an obvious choice
an
for that.
It's an icon. It's a destination for
it
people.
It is an icon and a tremendous story about entrepreneurialism in Fort Worth, and you talk about Mr. Garcia starting 80-some-odd years ago you know, with a little Mexican barbecue place, and how that has grown, and four generations of his family later are still running that, and it is a true destination.
It's an incredible story. It really is.
We'll recognize, you know, an employee in one of our hospitality businesses for their work, taking great care of our visitors, and you know, just a remarkable story. So we're excited to make that presentation again. We're going to have Mo Rocca as our keynote speaker.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to talk about, you know, history and a sense of place and storytelling relative to the work we do. And we're real excited to have him, and think he's going to be, he's just going to do a great job
he's
of
a great
telling that story.
Storyteller.
Yes, he
really
is. He is a storyteller. And so, you know, so we're thrilled that he's going to be part of it. And then we got a few other surprises as well.
Oh, good. Can't wait.
And, you know, and there will be adult beverages available at the end of the meeting.
Festive adult beverages.
Festive adult beverages. So we'll finish up at about 9 o'clock and roll right into an after party.
Absolutely. Well, Bob Jamieson, thank you so much for chatting with us. Thank you for all the work that Visit Fort Worth does. You guys make this just an unbelievably neat city for sure, and just proud to be a part of it.
Well, thank you very much. We are grateful for the partnership and support that we get from all of you here at Ranch Radio, and big fans, and anxious to keep that partnership just rolling along.
Yes, sir. We will see you next Friday morning at the Fort Worth Convention Center.
Thank you so much.